Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mo Franklin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dixie Parsons. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal White. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal White. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Callaway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Parsons and he is safe. Moses steals second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Hogue settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franklin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. QL moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey is walked intentionally. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0-for-1 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0-for-1 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. QL reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoskey bunts towards the mound. Lee juggles the ball. That's an error on Lee. Kramer moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball towards center. Hogue settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Hogue. Kramer scores. McCoskey moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoskey moves to third. York moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCoskey scores. York moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 2 in the game. Franklin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dickey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 2 in the game. Parsons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hal White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0 for 3 in the game. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. York moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mo Franklin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franklin is 0 for 3 in the game. Franklin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York scores. Higgins scores. Ross moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Dixie Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons is 0 for 3 in the game. Parsons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross scores. There goes Franklin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 7-1, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.